Global relief is pouring into Haiti in an attempt to reach the thousands of people injured or still trapped under collapsed buildings 2 days after a magnitude 7 earthquake struck the Caribbean island nation.
3,500 American troops have been sent to the capital, Port-au-Prince, to help with the relief effort and to provide security, while the United Nations has sent 37 search and rescue teams from a global network.
Both U.S. President Barack Obama and the head of the International Monetary Fund made separate pledges of over $100 million in rapid assistance.
But the exact number of dead remains unclear, as little is known about the humanitarian situation in earthquake-affected areas outside the capital.
Cor Unum, the Pope's Council for Charitable Activity, says it is working closely with Catholic Relief Services, the U.S.-based aid organization who have been present in Haiti for decades. Tom Price is head of communications for CRS.
The infrastructure, both of CRS and the rest of the Catholic Church in Haiti, was pretty hard hit. It's a tragedy that the church has lost its leader. I believe that the church offices adjacent to the cathedral were also damaged, but almost all of our staff are accounted for. We heard that one of the individuals, our commodities manager, she and her two young sons were buried under the rubble for 8 hours in the Caribbean Market area of the city. But they've been dug out. They're fine now. And, you know, it's these very people who, despite their own tragedies, are literally dusting themselves down and helping other people. Our officers right now, we don't know for certain if they are structurally sound. So we are working outside of the offices in tents, tarps, temporary shelters with generators to power our equipment. We have food and non-food supplies such as hygiene kits, etc. And we have more supplies on the way from the Dominican Republic. And that's frontline emergency relief in terms of water, basic medical supplies, etc., which we are distributing now, actually. As soon as that's done, we have a team which has actually just arrived from the Dominican Republic. There's a structural engineer with that team. There's other emergency staff. We've heard that food is running short within Haiti, so the people that we've sent in are basically taking as much food as they can carry.
What's the news you have regarding the dead and the injured?
Everybody is really guessing. All we know for sure is it's in the tens of thousands. Like our country rep there, Carol Zelenka, reported. And this is a man who's seen many, many emergencies. He says, be prepared for many tens of thousands dead and injured.